In Randolph County and from miles around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ram Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1-2-3-0.
That's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Welcome to the People Speak. This is Jeff. It is 9:26. We're talking today with Deborah Sutter, and Deb, we were talking. You've been on with us before. When I was here before, we used to have the Pet of the Week,
yep.
And you'd always bring in some really, you know, amazing dogs, cats.
we had some pretty interesting moves in this room with these animals.
True. But, you know, that was a few years ago, and now you're kind of going off on an adventure on your own here?
Yeah, we are starting a new rescue shelter called Mr. Jag's House of Paws. The name comes from a cat that we lost, and I originally wanted to name it the Cat House, but I thought maybe that might bring some advertising problems. So...
Right, you could sell some of Robert's t-shirts there, yeah. You know, and then it would really...
yeah. So it was like, let's change the name. And we had just lost him, and we were filling out the paperwork. And I said, how about Mr. Jag's House of Paws? So that's how we came up with the name. We are a 501c3.
Okay.
We have an EIN number. So, you know, we do... right now, there's only very few things that I've ever purchased... like our candy bars. We use the EIN number for that. But most of the stuff that I'm buying for shelter, like the bowls and leashes and collars and mm-hmm. all that kind of good stuff, we're taking out of our own pocket. We're not using any of the money that we've raised. So we want to start this shelter because we see a need. There's too many homeless animals, and Randolph County needs this. We live outside of Sparta, and we want to be within a 15-minute range of where we live mm-hmm. to find a shelter. Not necessarily looking at any type of building or anything else, but we're getting to the point that, you know, we need to start looking. So we're looking for a building with cheap rent, but a good building, you know.
Right.
You got to realize we're a 501c3, so, you know, we've got to manage our money very tightly, and we're having interesting things come up, like we're selling the candy bars. They're the dollar candy bars. They are available at Main Street Video and Tanning,
okay,
Hair Waves, Iron Ford, and Chester Animal Clinic. So we have more places that we'd like to put them, but we don't want to bombard everybody, you know, so
right.
It's like, if there's some place that would really like to sell these, give me a call. 317-1012 is my cell number. Give me a call and I can bring you a box. That's not a problem. You know, the more the merrier in some ways, but I don't, like I said, I don't want to bombard that every time you walk into something, there that is.
Right.
But we want to get our name out there and let people know that we are going to do this. And we'll have a big yard sale later on this year. It will be our second annual yard sale for Mr. Jag's House of Paws. So it will be out at my home. We have a big pole barn. So we're have a big pole barn sale in there. We've got plenty of stuff. We've had stuff donated. We've got a lot of, good stuff to sell this year.
Do you have kind of a time frame you're working on, or is it just kind of you're just going to go as it?
Well, the money is the big time frame, So mm-hmm. we are, we'd like to get to where we know we can go financially for 6 months. I don't want to get something started, get it open, and then don't have the money in 2 months to keep going. I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. I want this to be something that we can build on and flourish on and keep building. We're going to start with cats and maybe a few dogs, but, I want to get something started and get it rolling.
That's one thing. I mean, there are a lot of, homeless dogs out there, but there's a lot of cats.
Yeah, there are. There are. And people, facilities aren't taking cats, and so people dump them. And that's worse. That's one of the worst things you can do to a cat.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a cat in the house or, feed it and water it and love it and then take it out somewhere in the country and just dump it.
Right.
It's done too many times. And we want to save these cats. We want to find them a good home. We want to help them out. Mm-hmm. And I think by helping the cats, we're helping the community.
Right. Some people say they don't like cats. I mean, I don't think they've ever really had one, Once you've had one, yeah, they do have a personality.
Absolutely.
They do have an opinion, I guess.
Absolutely.
as I saw a comedian do a skit once, it's like the dog's like, I'm so happy to see you. They're all over you, everything. And the cat looks at you, is like, hey, I forgot. I don't care. You were gone.
Yeah.
They pretty much,
And sometimes they wake you up at 4:30 in the morning and want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But mine are pretty, ours are pretty good. Mine, I've got a couple that sleep with me every night. They have right. their spot in the bed and don't put anything in that spot because that's their spot,
Right.
And get the pillow moved just right. But cats are a wonderful addition to a family. And you have some that will come around when they want attention.
Mm-hmm.
And you have others that just want to lay on your lap. They want your attention. So, there's such a wide variety of cats out there. And some personalities are so great. Others are a little ornery. Some are very playful. I've got one right now. His name is Oreo. He is so ornery. And then other times, he just wants to lay beside you and let you rub him. And he'll go to sleep and purr, mm-hmm. But, we have some good cats. We got Mr. Blue Eyes, Robert, so he's my blue-eyed Siamese, and, he fits into our family very well. We got one from the city animal control, Lola. She's doing great,
mm-hmm.
So we keep adding to our family, and my kids say, you spoil the animals more than you did us, and I said, oh, wait a minute. So people ask me, you still got kids at home? Well, four-legged kids, yes.
Right. So I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break here, and we'll come back and talk more with Debbie. And you're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3. It is 9:42. This is The People Speak, and I'm Jeff. We're talking today with Debbie and Mr. Jag's House of Paws. And so at this point, we're just kind of in a building stage, getting everything you're going to need, obviously money, supplies, all kinds of things. And
yep.
We'll just kind of go from that point then.
Yeah. And, I wish I could win the lottery and, be able to do this tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't. I keep hoping we's going to win that Queen of Hearts in Stillville. We went, didn't win it.
Yeah.
But we watched a guy win it. He was very happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish him all the luck in the world. Wish it would have been us, but
right.
That happens.
That's like, what was it, last year when the lottery was up, last year or year before when it was up around 600, million or whatever. I think I got up to actually 800, whatever. It's like, so actually, I usually maybe will buy one ticket if it gets above, you know, 50 million or something. But that time I actually bought five tickets, and it's like all five tickets, I didn't have one single number.
So. Yeah. My husband plays the lotto or Powerball and all that every once in a while. But, you know, we keep hoping. And it's one of these things that if we win something, that money goes in there.
Right.
You know, it's, we was lucky enough to win a couple times $500 down there at Queen of Hearts. That money went in there. You know, so it's, we're doing this little by little. And we're going to get it done. Mm-hmm. It will happen.
And you mentioned the 501c3, is that?
Yes.
And basically that means you are an official not-for-profit.
Correct. Yes. And any donations are tax deductible, and I can write you out a receipt. You know, we have one gentleman that is going to have a yard sale later on in a different town, and he wants to donate to us, and I told him, you know, that I'd appreciate it, every penny of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's just the little things like that, you know, and it all adds up. You know, it's building. That account is building.
Right.
And just the selling of the candy bars, you know, that's building too. So we'll get there.
Yeah, you don't think about it, but each one sold, and it just kind of builds and builds, you know, and it's like, you know, I don't know how long you've had them out, but.
I tell you what, I cannot remember. Maybe 6 weeks, 2 months, somewhere around there.
But, I mean, and those are a good value too, because if you look at the price of a standard candy bar, you're actually
about almost $2 now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can buy two of these and you have the same amount, and you're helping out a 501c3
exactly
at the same time.
Exactly. What locations are those in currently? Then
they are at Main Street Video and Tanning, Hair Waves, and Iron Ford, all in Sparta, and then in Chester Animal Clinic.
Okay. And anyone else with a business that might be interested, they can contact you?
Yep. Just give me a call. My cell phone number is 317-1012.
Okay. I mean, it's no work on their part. I mean, it's just more or less sitting the box there and then...
collecting the money. And trying not to eat all of them yourself.
True. That would be my problem.
Yeah. I do have to say they are pretty good. There's dark chocolate, there's crispy, there's almond, there's milk chocolate, and caramel.
Okay.
And usually the caramel goes first. Everyone loves the caramel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've had those. I can see why.
Yeah. My favorite's the dark chocolate.
Right. So those are good too. And they actually say it's good for you. In moderation.
Yeah, in moderation.
If you eat 10 of them, you're probably going to feel not to feel too good. But,
probably not a good idea.
But so you're more or less kind of collecting things like pans as you go and as.
Yeah, when I go to Walmart, you know, I buy an extra stainless steel bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or if I'm at Buckeyes and they've got collars or leashes on sale, I'll pick up a couple. So it's just a matter of just getting, you know, little things here and there. I usually buy dog crates, the wire cages, you know, looking for, you know, I get blankets and towels, stuff like that. I'll buy at yard sales if I go to. And we've had some donations of some nice blankets, so that always helps also.
Mm-hmm. Kind of on the same topic or whatever, but you know, we talked about, you know, I mean, what, how big is the problem, I guess, of homeless animals in this area?
It's a big problem. It's bigger than you realize. And just by things that I've been involved with in the past, I know I would get daily phone calls on people that have to surrender an animal, and that's hard. And you try to work with people to be able to keep their animals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people have had them for years and years, and financially it's getting difficult. You know, once I, you know, get this open and we get things on the ball. You know, I want to be able to help people, you know, if they're short that month on food, be able to help them with food, you know, or something like that, you know, get animals, you know, up to date on shots and get them fixed. And the rabies shots are so important. And people don't realize if they would just fix their cat or dog,
mm-hmm.
we wouldn't have near the problem. But we have so many animals that are having babies that people don't want them, and then they're dumping them, and they're doing things that shouldn't be happening to these animals.
Exactly. I'll tell you what, let's get to our next break in here and come back and talk a little more with Debbie and about Mr. Jag's House of Paws. We'll be back here on the People Speak right after this. Well, welcome back. I got a little over a minute left here in the program talking with Debbie and Mr. Jag's House of Paws. And, of course, the candy bar is out there, you know, and good to eat, and the money goes to a good cause.
Rescue in Ohio that just gave me some phenomenal ideas on what I want to do with this, and they built an outside room play area for the cats,
mm-hmm.
and it was really neat how they done it, and we have some really great ideas, and it's not going to cost a lot to do. It's just getting it done, just
right.
finding the place to do it, but we will do this, you know.
So, and I mean, something that there's definitely a need for. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, like I said, I miss the days when we had the pet of the week and come in here and see all the different ones.
Well, once we get things up and running, I think that's something we should start again.
I think now we've got Facebook Live, so we could actually, you know, go live once in a while and people could actually see them.
Absolutely. I think that's a great idea.
So, all right. Well, Debbie, thanks for being with us. And
thank you for having me.
Encourage people to look for the candy bars, or if they just want to donate, they can give you a call. And
give me a call. My cell phone's on. Sometimes you might just have to leave a message. My number is 317-1012, and if you have a question or have an idea, just give me a call. I would greatly appreciate it.
All right, Debbie, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And we'll hopefully talk to you again sometime in the near future, and I mean, we will with the chamber, but
absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
On this too, as we, you know, keep working towards
as
getting
it grows.
As it grows. So, all right, that will wrap things up for the People Speak. I'm Jeff. We will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.